You can always feel like a champion and a winner, even if you get voted out of the Big Brother house, when you do your online shopping at Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything and support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino here with another Big Brother 15 exit interview. And this morning we are going to talk to the one and only Jeremy Maguire and ask him about his time in the Big Brother house. And God knows we have a lot to talk to him about in just his 3 weeks on Big Brother 15. Last night after the live eviction, I was joined by Brian Lynch and we talked about everything that went down, including our thoughts on the eviction, plus my take on the new twist to the Big Brother MVP and what to expect during the Judd HOH 10 years. So if you want to check that out, you can watch it on robhasawebsite.com or on our YouTube channel by going to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. And if you want to subscribe to the audio portion of this podcast and never miss an episode, go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes, or for the Big Brother feed only, go to robhasawebsite.com/BBPodcast. So I can see that we have Jeremy on the line. So let's go ahead and patch him through. Jeremy, are you there?
Hey.
Jeremy, how are you? This is Rob Cicerino.
I'm as good as it gets being evicted.
Yes, I know. This is so unusual for you. You're the winner. You're the champion.
I know, man. I'm a champion through and through, but you can't win them all, I guess.
I guess not. And believe me, I know what that's like, Jeremy. So let's get into this, because you were a very interesting person to watch here in the Big Brother house, and you certainly provided a lot of entertainment while you were there for us, the viewers. But I'm very curious to know your strategy going into the game, because if you know anything about the Big Brother game, you can't imagine that what you were doing going into this game was going to work.
Yeah, my strategy going in was to win, and that was the wrong strategy. My mom told me, you know, to go in, lay low, and win when it's necessary, but it's just not in me to lose. I'm not someone who likes to just throw things or, you know, lay low. I'm just, you know, I'm a big guy, I'm a big personality, and I like to win, so... You know, I knew it would be a target on me, but I thought I could just win my way through, and that's not the case whenever they have a backdoor option.
Right. I think in the Big Brother game, though, I think that sometimes you may have won a couple of the battles, but you certainly lost the war. And I think that you got to have more of a long-term outlook as far as the game goes. So did you plan on doing things differently, or you just... came in and that's, you saw the games, the vetoes, whatever, and said, you know, I can't possibly try and not to win everything. Is that more how it went?
Yeah, you know, I, like you said, it's a long-term game, and I'm a short-term thinker. You know, I've always been one to say, you know, you're not promised tomorrow, so play as hard as you can today. And I guess I should have realized that this was a war and not a battle.
Yeah,
but if I could do anything differently, I would just be a little more gracious. But, you know, I don't like to look in the past, and I don't like to play the if game. I played the best I could, and I walked out with my head high.
Well, yeah, in addition to the, you know, being dominant in the challenges that you participated in, your social game was definitely in question throughout your stint in the Big Brother house. And a lot of the players did feel threatened, and the word bullied was also used. Now, you did, as far as last night and the last week, you did seem to show some growth in the last week or so. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely no bully. I can see how it comes off as that. I'm a big presence. My image is a little intimidating, but you know, no matter how I word things, if I'm not talking under my breath, it's going to seem like I'm bullying. But you know, there was people in there that, you know, felt one way, and there's people in there that felt another. So it really is just how they perceived everything that I said and interpreted it. I'm definitely the guy who stands up for the underdog in school, and you know, everybody who grew up around me knows that, so I'm not too worried about it. I mean, it is what it is, and it just makes me a little more conscious of what's going on.
Okay, now, throughout the game, you were no fan of Alyssa, Rachel's sister, all throughout your time in the house, but I really couldn't pinpoint an incident that made you dislike her so much. Could you talk about your relationship with Alyssa and why you got off on such a wrong foot to start?
Yeah, you know, right off the back, I felt it was unfair for her to be there, you know, with all of us, because the MVP twist, you know, she has her sister's fans, and everybody knew that they were going to vote for her. It was like she was riding the coattail of her sister, and I still feel that way. I mean, she was definitely riding everything her sister gave her, and, you know, she's also an oblivious person. She's in that house and she personally attacks a lot of people, you know, calls people stupid, and she thinks she's above everybody, but she's definitely not. And that just rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm not someone who's fake about it. You know, if I have something to say to you, I'll say it to your face. And I definitely don't like her.
Yeah. As far as, and there's a lot of different directions that we can go with that, but we'll go, how about your relationship with Helen? Now, there seemed to have been a warming of that relationship this week when you were on the block and talking with Helen. She offered you a deal of, or you were making a deal to her that you would put Caitlin on the block, you would work with them all the way. Were you sincere in that arrangement that you were trying to work out with Helen?
For some of it, yes. I would have never put Caitlin up, and I was lying through my teeth with that one, but I had to say what I had to say to try and stay in the house. I told Caitlin right after, I was like, listen, I made a deal with them, but I don't plan on honoring it. I did want to stay, and I was willing to do anything to stay. I would have fought for them, and I wouldn't have put them up at any time, but I definitely wouldn't have put Caitlin up either.
Yeah. So with Caitlin, is this relationship going to be something that is going to last throughout the whole Big Brother summer? I mean, what if she makes it all the way to the end? You're just going to wait around with her and not meet anybody this summer, Jeremy? How are you going to pull that off?
I definitely do hope that she wins this. I mean, I hope she brings that check home to me. She is a great girl, and I definitely want to pursue something with her. Realistically, us being in two different places, it might not work. But I told her before I left, I said, I'll wait, and we'll just talk about it after the finale night. And I do plan on waiting. You know, girls are come and go all through my life, and I've never had any problems with them, but I found one that I really, really like, so I'm going to wait.
Now, will it be awkward at all for you to meet her parents? Will it be something that is something you're looking forward to?
I'm definitely not looking forward to meeting them. I do want to meet them, but I have a feeling they're not going to have the greatest things to say to me. And I don't blame them, but they're going to have to realize that, you know, I was playing the game to stay. And, you know, what we have is real, so hopefully they see that.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of people had a negative perception of you of watching the show. And there was a couple of incidents in the house that the viewers and the live feed people got off on. It got a negative connotation to you, which I do have to say was improved by your attitude in the house this week. Everybody has said that you were much more bearable over the last, you know, week or so, basically since Helen took over as the HOH. But one of the uglier incidents that I think we've ever seen in the Big Brother house involved, people are calling it Hatgate, with Alyssa's hat that you put in a very inappropriate place. What's going through your mind with that?
Well, you know, this house makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do, and it makes you very immature at times. It's like, you know, you get around people that you don't like, and usually you can just walk away from it. But when you're stuck in a little house with them it just gets worse and worse and worse. I do feel immature about the situation, and I'm a little ashamed of that incident, but, you know, it already happened, and I can't take it back, so I'm just going to have to take the brunt force on the chin and walk past it, I guess.
Have you ever done that with a hat before? Is that something that you have done in past situations?
No, I have not.
any other articles of clothing?
No, I have not. I've thought about it, I guess you could say, but yeah, I've never been that immature to actually do it. But, you know, like I said, you can always walk away, but in the Big Brother house, you can't.
Is that something that's sort of premeditated? Is it like you're in the backyard and it's like, oh my God, I've got it. This is going to be perfect. Or is it just you're walking by and you're seeing the hat and it's just like, hey, I got an idea.
No, it was definitely spur of the moment. I saw her hat and I thought to myself, you know, she's as good as toilet paper, and used the hat as that. But
as a metaphor.
I definitely took a shower, so it was clean.
All right. Well, thank goodness. And what ended up happening to that hat?
I think I had to replace it. I know for a fact I took it in and gave it to production because of sanitary reasons, but. And then I had to apologize to her, obviously. But it was, I don't know what happened to that.
So do you owe her $20 for a new hat?
Yeah, I told her I would definitely get her a new hat if she wanted it, but she didn't say she did, so I don't feel any obligation to buy one as of now.
All right. How about the red wine incident? That was on the TV show. I believe it was on the Thursday night show. And we saw the incident. It was the week where David went home, the first eviction night.
Yeah.
And so talk about the red wine incident, because that was probably the thing that turned the most viewers of the TV show against you, that whole incident.
Yeah, we were just trying to have a little more fun than the other house guests, since we already knew that it was a split house. And then I got kind of used as a shield, I guess you could say. I was poked by Aaron and told some things that obviously I'm finding out now weren't true. And, you know, I was just trying to stand up for my ladies. They were supposedly making fun of them, and I don't like it when people bully girls. Obviously, that wasn't perceived on the TV show. But, you know, I was just standing up for the people I thought were my friends, and it came out a little harsher than it was because of my big presence. And hopefully no one took it too personal. I mean, it is a game and it is a pressure cooker in that house. So I made my apologies that I felt were necessary, and you know, it is what it is. It's in the past now. I can't look back.
All right, Jeremy. Well, there is one house guest that at least is making you look like an angel by comparison, and that is your former buddy Aaron in the house. She has really taken the brunt of most of the racial controversy, and you guys are really on the live feeds, really fast and loose. A lot of people are upset about things that were said in the house, including some things that you had said as well, such as in particular in one clip that I saw, using the word Jew as a verb, which is not good. If I could give you some advice, I would refrain from trying to do that in the future. So do you how aware are you of the controversy and the criticism of the stuff that is being said racially in the house?
I'm a little aware. I'm not too aware. I have been pretty busy since I've been out. But yes, I have heard the Jew thing. And, you know, you forget that there's cameras in the house for sure. But that's nothing that I'm trying to hide. You know, I said that in front of the Jewish girl in the house. You know, I wasn't meaning it in a harsh way. It's something that's used pretty loosely, I think, all around me all the time. That doesn't make it okay. I realize that, and I'm definitely more aware of it now. If I could take it back, I guess I would, but, you know, I didn't mean it negatively, and, you know, I know that I'm not a racist or anything like that, so, I mean, people can think what they want, and they're going to think what they want, but, you know, I know who I am, and I'm ready to take on whatever comes at me.
All right, what about Aaron? Do you think Aaron is a racist?
No, I mean, I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I mean, what she does in the house could be completely different from how she lives outside the house. To me, on the inside, it didn't seem like it, but, you know, I haven't seen everything yet, so
yeah,
I can't
but
really
you were there. I mean, the most recent incident that we saw on the show is, I mean, you were in that bedroom, and she flips over Candace's bed, and then she's, you know, basically taunting Candace, like, and saying if she's, you know, trying, it seems like she is impersonating she's trying to get a response out of Candace, it seemed like, that was a racially charged one.
That was bad news from the get-go. I knew it was horrible, and, you know, I couldn't say anything because I didn't want anybody coming at me for anything. I just kind of wanted to sit back and watch and lay low.
Well, in fairness to you, you did.
I maybe should have stepped in, but I was a little too nervous to get into the middle of anything.
In fairness to you, after that was over, you did say you guys are making it worse. So at least even you could realize that is not a good thing to be doing in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, I told them, you know, they're just making the targets bigger on us, and that they're not making any more friends, that's for sure. And, you know, I just, I had already had a big target on my back, so at that point I was just trying to stay out of everything.
All right, Jeremy, one last question for you. Now, America has a chance to put somebody up on the block. There is a new twist on the MVP vote this week. Do you have a plea for the listeners of Rob as a Podcast? Who should they vote for to put up on the block this week?
I think they should definitely put up Howard or Spencer. I hope that they do. I mean, those two guys are the biggest cowards in the house. You know, I would be sitting pretty and still be in the house if they didn't back out of the alliance. And I hope one of those two go home soon.
All right. Well, Jeremy, I hope that the lessons learned in the Big Brother house serve you well in the future. And all the best, buddy.
I appreciate it, man, and I think I've learned a lot. So,
I'll keep my fingers crossed. All right, take care, Jeremy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Jeremy Spoken on a podcast today. So, there we go. That's a Jeremy exit interview. We are going to be back over the weekend. Hopefully, we have an Amazing Race Canada podcast with our crack Amazing Race reporter, Jessica Lees. We're going to check in with her. Then Sunday night, we'll be back with more Big Brother on Sunday night when we talk to Peter Brown from Big Brother Canada. And then, of course, we'll be back covering Whodunit this Sunday night and talk about episode number 5 already of Whodunit with Kurt Clark. Now, this weekend is also your last weekend to get a full season pass of the Big Brother live feeds on CBS.com. The full season pass is ending on Monday for purchase. So Monday is your last day to buy it. It's on at 12 p.m. on Monday Pacific time. So if you want to get in on the full season Big Brother live feeds, this is the last call. Go ahead and go to robhasawebsite.com/live feeds. You can get a free 2-day trial of the Big Brother live feed. So let me know what you thought about my interview with Jeremy, either in the comments or give me a shout out on Twitter at Rob Cesternino. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back with more podcasts over the weekend. Talk to you again soon. Bye.